happy trails to you.
Fill me, hope that all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
We'll talk next hour here with some community conversation on The Morning Show, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is 62 degrees this morning. And time now for a news update at 9 o'clock, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, in a speech today, is expected to hail economic developments after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday for the first time in 4 years. Good news this morning on the job front. Initial jobless claims last week fell to their lowest number since early July. The economy is set to weigh heavily on the race for the White House. ABC's Rachel Scott looks at the state of that race.
We are now less than 7 weeks out from Election Day. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in some key states. And this morning, a New York Times Siena poll shows that the race is deadlocked nationally, but in that critical battleground state of Pennsylvania, Harris has a 4-point edge on Donald Trump.
Today, Vice President Harris set to take part in a virtual rally with Oprah Winfrey while former President Trump speaks to the American-Israeli Council. Funerals in Lebanon today for some of the 20 people killed in a series of explosions yesterday, blasts targeting pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah. This is ABC News. YouTube star Mr. Beast is facing a multi-million dollar lawsuit. The creator, real name Jimmy Donaldson, is now accused by five contestants on his reality show of creating unsafe conditions. Health officials in Los Angeles County are trying to track down the source of three cases of dengue fever. The mosquito-borne illness is rare in Southern California, and going out for a pint in Great Britain may soon mean a little less beer.
Academics at Cambridge University want the government to force pubs here to reduce the size of pint glasses by a third in the name of health concerns. The country's health secretary says,
I'm really not interested being the fun police or telling people how to live their lives.
But Will Streeting appears to be sipping out of both sides of his mouth.
We do have to take this issue of chronic disease seriously and the impact it's having on our lives.
Typical angry reaction from pubgoers here who say, hold my beer. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high today of 85, partly cloudy and very warm conditions. South to southeast winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening. A few could be heavy and a low of 62. Partly cloudy and still warm and a high of 83. Mostly clear and quiet for Friday night, a low of 55. Saturday, a slight chance of showers at night and a high of 82. 70 Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Remember, we have those records for sale here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feeling by saying record collectors are nerds, but I tell you, it's a fun, fun, fun thing for them. You get a little nerdy, just like collecting comic books and all kinds of other things. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, where there's collections of great things with really smart guys telling us which one. Downtown Richland Center.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including Macintosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we have members of the Richland Hospital, Frank Moore Rehabilitation Center, here to talk about the things they do. In fact, joining us today, Heidi Darling, Director of Rehab, also Erica Felstad, who is the physical therapist, and Jane Muller, occupational therapist as well. Good to have you all in here today, and we say good morning to Heidi, a veteran of the morning show, but some years ago, I think, right?
Yes, I've been, I guess, at the hospital 26 years now, so
26
I don't
years.
Know, time flies when you're having fun. So, yeah, thanks for having us today. We're glad to be here.
And the hospital continues its centennial celebration.
Yes.
I know you recently had an outing on Sunday. How did it go?
It went really well. We had a good turnout. There was a 5K included, and I think they had about 110 5K participants, which was great. And then the celebration with some food and music and a little bit of conversation and speeches from some of the people. So it was really nice. It was really nice to hear about some of the history. Dr. Bard shared some history, and Cindy Hanold is the longtime nursing director there. So it was fun to hear some of those stories of over the course of time. So
did anyone book rehab right after the race or the walk?
I think our numbers are up. No, I'm just I think we're staying consistent, so everybody must have been okay with the 5K.
Well, Heidi, if you would, give us kind of an overall view of what you do and the services you provide.
You bet. So, we're really lucky here at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Rehab Department because we have a really great multidisciplinary team. Our rehab department includes five disciplines. So we have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, cardiopulmonary rehab, and athletic training. So there's a lot of different disciplines within that department, and they complement each other well. We actually have quite a big group. There's about 30 rehab department members amongst all of the clinicians, as well as our support staff scheduling and things like that. So it's a pretty good size group up there. In our rehab department on any given day, we usually have, on average, I would say, depending on the day, 75 to 100 people coming through that rehab door every day. So it's a busy, hopping place.
Yeah, it really is. And what about equipment? You got some really cool things there, and some new machines too, right?
Yeah, we do have we have great equipment. We have a lot of the cardio equipment. We have new steps. We have ellipticals. We have kind of a weight system that we can kind of do some weight training and Erica and Jane will probably speak a little bit more to maybe some of those things as far as in their specific disciplines, what they use. But yeah, I think oftentimes when people walk in, if they haven't been there, people are surprised to see all of the equipment that we do have. So yeah, there's a lot of great equipment up there that we can help take care of patients with.
Sometimes people are maybe a little bit apprehensive to get started, and then sometimes they're probably sad to see it end, right?
Yes, I do feel like that's really good, actually. I would say that. I think, sometimes, especially if people haven't had any of the therapies, it is a little bit scary wondering what this is going to look like. But once they get there and they get that first time in and kind of see, meet their therapist, whoever's going to be working with them, I think that there's a lot of relationships built, because a lot of times those people are coming for a length of time. They get to know us well. We get to know them well. We get that opportunity to help them feel better. And so usually by the end, there are a lot of good relationships built. And there's a little bit of a sadness when people are done sometimes, because you're not going to see them as often as you were. So, but it's also a really happy time when they're feeling better and ready to be done.
Do you have different groups then that come in? So let's say maybe cardio comes in like 1 hour, and then there's some other like physical therapy for athletic injuries or whatever come in at a different time?
Yeah, so we are cardiac and pulmonary rehab programs. We do those in group sessions. So oftentimes if you've had a heart event or you've had you have something going on, lung wise, you're probably going to be exercising with other people that have had similar sorts of events. And so the cardiac and pulmonary rehab group is often using that a lot of that equipment that you're talking about, a lot of the cardio equipment. And while we're doing that, oftentimes they're PT might be also using that space, and they also are treating people kind of around the edges of that, in the rooms around that area. And then there's people back in OT and speech. So a lot of traffic going through that area, but we were able to use that space really well. We all worked really well together. There's pieces of equipment or something somebody needs, and we know that's coming up. We make it work. So
work around it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never a dull moment, it seems like. You got something going on all the time.
There is always something going on, you bet.
Let's bring Erica into the conversation. So physical therapy. So can you kind of give us an indication of what specifically you do, Erica?
Well, I'm primarily an outpatient physical therapist.
Okay.
But we all kind of take some turns helping on the inpatient floor. I have some extra training in different manual therapy techniques, in dry needling, working with our outpatient population. And I've recently taken some courses in women's health, especially as it relates to prenatal and postpartum care.
Okay. Yeah. That covers a wide range of activities, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Sure. The difference between PT and OT, what's the difference? Jane?
I'll let Jane take that.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I think we complement each other very well in our department. And occupational therapy, of course, works with trying to improve function of daily living. So activities of daily living. But that covers a wide spectrum of areas. It can be cognitive function. It can be managing your checkbook, and other areas that people struggle with especially as they age. But it can also be, can the person get dressed? Can they, can they brush their teeth? Can they do all of those tasks? And after an injury or a stroke, those are very difficult for people. So we work to try to get them functional again, to get people so that they can do the tasks that they love to do during their daily living and their life. And that includes modification, either of the environment or using tools, adaptive equipment. And so we work with each individual, and each plan of care is individualized towards that patient's needs or that person's needs. We also do upper extremity rehabilitation. So we see people with a variety of issues. It could be a tendonitis problem. It could be carpal tunnel. It could be a shoulder injury. So we see people post finger fractures, wrist fractures, elbow fractures, you know, so pretty much the upper extremity. And we work on fine motor skills and work on developmental skills with the pediatric portion of our program that goes into the schools. So it's a wide range of areas that OT works in.
That's interesting too. And then you talk about trying to get somebody back, you know, in their own home. You do like surveys with people and like questionnaires and find out what they need and, you know, like the shape of their homes and things like that.
Right. That's sort of it. Usually we are, if we get a referral on an outpatient basis, the patient is usually home. You know, and then they're coming in for outpatient therapy is the way it goes. If they're in inpatient care, then there's a whole disciplinary team that works towards getting that patient to the best possible place for their needs. So that could be a skilled nursing facility. It could be, a wide range or going home. And we do have a swing bed program that also helps them to rehabilitate so that they can go home and function well.
That's the whole goal.
That's the whole goal.
Sure. Eric, I'm guessing there have been a lot of changes during the time that you've been working at the Richland Hospital, right?
Well, I've been at the Richland Hospital for about 3 years. And I mean, we're always changing and growing as a team. We are really committed to being able to have, you know, the therapy services that you need, have those available right here in Richland Center. That's a big goal of ours. So when we see a need, we like to have somebody go and, you know, if there needs to be extra training, we like to have somebody go and take that training to be able to provide those services right here in Richland Center. We've got just a fantastic skilled team of therapists. We have people that have taken a lot of extra training in courses related to vertigo and dizziness. Actually, four of our physical therapists have taken, I believe it's a week-long course, the Herdman training course in vestibular assessment. So they're trained in helping people with dizziness and with balance problems. They use special goggles actually to help identify the specific treatment that a person might need to get through some of those challenges with vertigo. We have, again, you know, I told you some of the courses I've taken, but we've got therapists that have taken a lot of different manual courses in, you know, manipulation and different hands-on treatment things. There are actually several therapists that do the dry needling. Some that have taken extra courses in using taping techniques to help facilitate, you know, your rehab. Different, like electric stimulation, sometimes to help improve muscle function, sometimes to help with pain management. You know, so we have a lot of therapists that work with like those orthopedic diagnoses, you know, your back pain, neck pain, joint pain, and then like your post-op rehab too. You know, we have a lot of therapists that do those post-op recovery programs. And again, like I said, anytime we see a need, we try to facilitate the ability for us to help you right here in Richland Center to be able to do your rehabilitation.
What is dry needling?
Dry needling takes thin filament needles. It's dry needling because nothing's actually injected. That's the difference between like an injection for pain management and dry needling. Some people think, you know, it's kind of similar to acupuncture, but it's not acupuncture. Acupuncture is a different school of thought where we take the needles and we inject, or not inject, excuse me, but place them into taut bands of muscles, tight muscles, and it helps that muscle. It facilitates a chemical reaction that allows that muscle to relax and lengthen, and it can help a lot. You can have some pretty immediate benefits with pain management and range of motion.
And you said wrapping, too? Is that another thing that you said, like wrapping muscles?
I said taping.
Taping,
yep.
Okay.
I said taping, like to facilitate, again, muscle relaxation or lengthening, or to help support a joint as it goes through the rehab process, as we're getting it stronger. As it relates to wrapping, I'll send you back to Jane on that.
She's the wrapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Kinesiotape, you know, is sometimes what we use in the therapy department. And it's multiple uses with kinesiotape. You can use it to facilitate a muscle, to help a weak muscle. You can use it to relax a muscle, depending on the taping method with how you tape. I can also use it in my lymphedema program, which we have a lymphedema program at the hospital. We currently have 4 certified lymphedema specialists up there on the OT side of things. And basically, it can move fluid. So you can tape in a certain manner that can help move fluid from one area of the body to another. And that's important if you have somebody come in that's got a swollen arm or a swollen leg, and you want to facilitate moving that fluid out. So it's pretty amazing with all the different uses of kinesiotape with what you can do. And with the lymphedema program, we're working usually with people who either have a venous lymphedema, which is an overload of lymph caused from poor uptake of fluid that's related to the veins. But we also see people that are post-cancer that have had radiation treatments and it's damaged their lymph nodes, or they've had removal of lymph nodes because of the cancer. And then you don't have your normal drainage patterns with the lymph, and then you can end up with getting a heavy arm or heavy leg that's got more fluid than it should have. So we do a combination of manual therapy to guide the fluid to new pathways. We also do range of motion exercises to promote muscle pumping and movement of fluid. We educate people in skin care. We educate people in available garments that can help to maintain the loss once you move the fluid out of the arm or the leg. And that could be a lymphatic garment. It could be other materials, wrapping systems. And there's overflow into the orthopedic portion of the program too. If someone comes in after an auto accident or an injury and has fluid, we can use kinesiotaping and that manual therapy to help move fluid and improve the reduction of edema and the improvement of their range of motion and pain. So the lymphatic program is a great program, and we're really glad to have it. We also have physical therapists as well that are trained in lymphatic management. So, yeah. So anyhow, that answers, I think, that question and expands on it. And then OT also offers the Big and Loud program, which is the Lee Silverman voice treatment. And basically, what that is, it's an intensive, effective, one-on-one treatment created to help people with Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions, addressing walking, balance, and other activities of daily living. For example, writing, dressing, and getting up from low chairs, or even job-related tasks. And that's a one-month program. It has 1-hour sessions, 4 sessions per week, 4 weeks in a row, with daily homework and carryover exercises. Heidi Umbahan is one of the 2 therapists that provides that at the Richland Hospital. Through these sessions, LSVT Big treatment trains people to increase the size or amplitude of their movement from head to toe. These improvements may also extend to smaller tasks like buttoning or writing. LSVT Big was developed on the same research principles used in LSVT Loud speech treatment. And while it's a standardized treatment program, it's always tailored to meet each person's unique goals.
I'm amazed. I mean, I've already learned a lot on this show. I had no idea that you guys did all of these things. It's all encompassing. Erica, it's got to be rewarding work, isn't it?
It is absolutely rewarding work. I love what I do, and I'm thankful every day that I have the ability to help people like this. You know, just to be able to see someone come in and just, you know, sometimes the fear that they'll never be able to do something again, or the, you know, anxiety, you know, the thought that maybe they'll never be able to do what they love or need to do again. And then, you know, often being able to help them to work through these things, to go back to live the life that they want to be living. Again, you know, I think Jane kind of mentioned, like, everybody's a little different, right? I mean, everybody that comes in with a knee injury doesn't want to go out and run a marathon, right? But maybe, you know, you want to be able to stand up from a chair without hurting. Or maybe you do want to go and run a marathon, you know, and everybody in between. So just being able to talk through things with each person and find out what they need and what's important to them and help them to get back to being able to do those things. I really am blessed to be able to do this work. I love it.
Do you prescribe sometimes videos like people can watch on their phones and do workouts on their own at home then?
Oh, sure. Everybody has been in an individual home exercise program. We have the ability to send that through like an app, a video program. It's usually more like handouts, like a paper handout. You know, here are the exercises to do. But sure, it could absolutely be a video of the exercises you need to do. And then that's updated. You know, every time you come in, we're like, oh, okay, you know, now it's time to start, you know, this next group of exercises, stretches or strengthening, whatever it might be. And ideally that's every time we see you, you know, that changes just a little bit. And then, you know, we incorporate some of the other things I'm talking about to help you to get through, you know, to be able to do that next step, you know, the manual therapy and those kinds of things. But yeah, absolutely. Every program is going to incorporate some homework.
Mm-hmm. You graduate to the next level then?
You graduate to the next level. Yep, you bet.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about it. Richland Hospital, Frank Moore Rehabilitation Center. We're talking about all the things that they do for us in the community, and we'll have more on the morning show in just a moment.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the Back to School Supply Drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Members of the Richland Hospital staff here today as we talk about all that that they do. It's been a great learning experience for me personally, and I hope it has for you if you're listening wherever today. Heidi Darling, Director of Rehab, is here. And Heidi, again, we've learned a lot here so far about all the things you do. Maybe you could kind of mention some of the things we haven't talked about so far that rehab covers.
Absolutely, yeah. So, kind of three of the other disciplines that we haven't really touched base too much on yet. The first one is speech therapy. We have two speech pathologists that work with us at the Richland Hospital, and they do a lot of different things that I think people may not be aware of. They work with, they do some cognitive testing in the geriatric assessment clinic. They also work with swallowing issues, and including doing swallow studies with in partnership with our radiology department. They do voice therapy for patients with Parkinson's, and Jane had mentioned the big, the LSVT big, and they work with the LSVT loud. So they work with patients that have Parkinson's and working with their voice and projecting, and sometimes, you know, that Parkinson's can affect that voice. So they do, both of them are certified in that. So they do have that program. They work with all ages. They work with little to as old as we can go. So they treat all ages, which many of our therapies do. But with children, a lot of times they can do a kind of an eval and treatment of swallowing issues. This could include picky eaters, stuttering, late talkers, and also just difficulty producing speech sounds. So just want people kind of aware of some of the things that our speech pathologists do. They also work closely with the other rehab team members, because oftentimes if a person's having one therapy, they may also be having another therapy, for example, a stroke or something like that. So so they work closely there. So our speech pathologists do a great job.
Picky eaters.
Picky eaters.
I'm curious, is that like a gag reflex thing? Or what is
I think
that?
It's like a sensory sort
sensory?
Of.
Sensory? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes kids, there's certain sensory things that they just cannot. I wish I would have known about that with one of my children, but I wasn't aware. So it is good to be aware of that one. That's kind of a unique one that people might not be aware of. And they also work in inpatient. So they see people in outpatient and they work in the inpatient area. And then I think also a great crew to recognize are our athletic trainers. We have two athletic trainers, Bree and Lindsay. And if you're at local school districts, you're already familiar with them. But we have the Richland School District, Ithaca, as well as Riverdale. They cover events. They do a lot of great things. They treat, evaluate, and treat injuries. They carry out rehab programs for injured athletes. They implement programs to prevent injury. You know, maybe some kids are like, oh, you know, I have this going on, and then they can kind of work on that to try to prevent a future injury. They, of course, provide first aid or emergency care in the event that something happens during an athletic event. And, you know, they also do impact testing, which helps with doing some testing before and the season starts, so that if somebody does have a concussion or a suspected concussion, they evaluate and help get those athletes back to the activity they want to do, and kind of also work with the concussion clinics with the providers. And, you know, our athletic trainers do a great job of just really developing a wonderful relationship with those student athletes. They really do a great job. I've personally on not only the professional side working with them, but also on the parent side of things, they've treated multiple children of mine. So I just think we're really, you know, it's really great to have them in the school districts to do all that they do.
I wonder how many graduation parties they get invited to.
Probably a lot. Yeah, probably a lot. You know, they spend a lot of time, especially with those athletes that are in there a lot, with their injuries. So, and then there's the last group I just want to mention before we kind of maybe circle back on some other things is our cardiac and pulmonary rehab programs. We have four clinical exercise physiologists that work with patients that have had either heart events, whether it be MIs, bypass, stents, valve, CHF, transplant, LVAD. So they have a wide variety of diagnosis that they see patients for. And also pulmonary rehab, which is for people that have COPD or post-COVID or any sort of lung problem that's affecting their daily life. They're not able to kind of get back to doing what they want to do. And so they work with these patients often up to 12 weeks, kind of getting them back to built back up and getting their strength back up after those events. So they do a great job and also really develop a nice relationship with people to kind of get them feeling better. So just wanted to kind of do a quick summary on those three different disciplines. So
in your 26 years at the hospital, the COVID year and years, yes. That was probably the biggest challenge, wasn't
it? That was something. Yeah, that was a really unique time in healthcare. Every day we came to work, something changed. Every day we had to make a quick shift or an adjust or figure out how we were going to still treat people but keep them safe. And it was really a challenge. But, boy, I wouldn't have wanted to be with a different crew. Everybody really just stepped up to the challenge. And we had people work in the front door. We had people working in special care, helping watch monitors, just because our outpatient for a while was limited on how many patients we could have come in. And I was really impressed with the team. They were really looked out for each other and patients. And it was a challenge, and I'm hoping we don't have another pandemic the time I'm working, so yeah. It has to wait till after I retire.
But. Yeah. But I think we all learned something,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's circle around again. Jane, some things that you wanted to add. I think you wanted to kind of talk a little bit about inpatient and some other things like that.
Right. We have a really, really good therapist, Jacqueline, that does the inpatient care. And we also, other therapists also help out as needed with that. she treats things, again, related to activities of daily living, cognition, to see, you know, there's some testing that we do for cognition, works on strength and endurance training. If someone comes in debilitated and needs that in order to get back to doing their regular activities of daily living skills, Sometimes also providing adaptive equipment. Certain surgeries, excuse me, certain surgeries do not allow you to bend at the hip if you have a total hip surgery. And she provides reachers, and sock aids and equipment so that people can be independent even though they've had a recent surgery and have restrictions. So she works on all of that. Also energy conservation for people that come in with pulmonary problems, and training in that so that people can, again, learn how to manage because of their restrictions. And ergonomics also are important, too, to keep people safe, to improve their quality of life, to lessen pain. So all of those things are addressed by occupational therapy, both in and outpatient, of course. Yes, so those are all wonderful, wonderful things that we do.
Erica, too, I think we wanted to talk and maybe go a little bit further on the dizziness. We talked about that a little bit in terms of vertigo and some of those issues, too.
Sure. You asked me a little bit about what I did, but as a physical therapist here, I'm representing 14 people. So we have 10 physical therapists, 3 PTAs, and a per diem therapist. And so, everybody had a few things that they wanted to kind of share, and as far as dizziness goes, those 4 therapists that I talk about that have been to that special training just want people to understand that, sometimes, we see people that have had dizziness for years and they think that it's just a normal part of who they are and that's something that they have to live with. And they want you to know that, that it can be really treatable, especially the dizziness that happens, like maybe if you roll over in bed or when you're just sitting up from the edge of bed. Sometimes, and they'll do the assessment, but sometimes that dizziness can be treated in just a few visits. Sometimes the plan of care is more comprehensive and takes longer, but not to think that just because you have something or have had it for a long time, that it's something that you have to continue to live with. Balance, as we age, people think that maybe, losing your balance is just a normal part of aging. And it's not. It's a common thing that happens as we age, but it's still something that we can fight against. We can help you to improve that. Now, an 80-year-old isn't going to have the same balance as a 20-year-old, no matter how hard we work, but it can be better. And you can still, do some of the things you want to do. We have a therapist also that specifically works with chest wall problems, with breathing and posture. She can help, facilitate improved breathing patterns, better posture. She actually also works at a UW specialty clinic dealing with chest wall concerns in mostly at adolescent patients, but chest asymmetries, sunken chest or protruding chest problems. And she just, wants people to know that that's a service that she can offer here in Richland Center also. And then in the women's health realm, people think that, maybe after you have a baby that is a little bit of leakage when you cough or sneeze is normal. And again, it's not normal. It's common. It happens to a lot of people. 1 out of every 4 women have, some sort of a pelvic floor concern, whether it's leaking or pain or prolapse or something like that. But again, those are things that we can help with. It doesn't have to be something that you live with for the rest of your life. Back pain during pregnancy doesn't have to be something that you live with. It's something that we can help. So just wanting people to know that just because something is common doesn't mean that you have to live with it.
I'm guessing here oftentimes, I wish I would have come in here sooner, right?
Yes. Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, because life changes and, life is good again sometimes then too.
Yeah.
Do we need a doctor referral for all of the things that you've talked about this morning? I mean, you're hearing this, hey, I got back pain. You just can't go in and see you, right? We've got to get
correct
from our primary or whatever. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Jane, I think I asked Erica, but what makes your career rewarding? What's your favorite part of it?
Well, I think it's the variety. I don't ever get bored. I enjoy challenges, and everybody's needs are different and unique. So I love seeing people, again, regain their function after, you know, they come in and, you know, they have physical problems. Sometimes they also have, you know, some emotional problems because of the fact that they've either had an injury or, you know. And so it's great to work with them, to help them see gains, to help lift their mood, you know. I know one person I worked with years and years ago, her goal was to throw her bouquet at her wedding. And, you know, she had a dysfunctional wrist at the time and caused from nerve damage. And she did regain her wrist function. She was eventually able to throw her bouquet at her wedding. I mean, it's just moments like that that make you feel like you've really added to somebody's life and helped them.
Yeah. Well said. Anything else that you'd like to add today, Erica, that we didn't talk about? I think we hit most of the topics.
Yep. Thank you.
And Heidi, how would your staff treat Jordan Love's MCL then?
That's a good question. I might leave to Erica. But
Well, I just thought I'd ask while I had you in the studio.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing that I really you know, want people to know is that as you can hear from today, we offer so many different specialties and services that people really can stay close to home. We really just want people to know that. If you ever have a question, feel free to give, you know, the rehab department a call. We'd be happy to tell you, yes, we offer the service or no, we don't. But mostly we do. We really have just a wide group of professionals that just do a lot of different things. So
good to know.
The whole lifespan.
Yes, whole lifespan.
You know, infant to 100 years old, you know, and everywhere in between.
Right. Because I think sometimes we just think about after an accident or after a heart incident or whatever, but you're talking whole life care. So good. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Heidi Darling joining us, Erica Felstead, and Jane Muller from the Richland Hospital Frank Moore Rehabilitation Center.
Looking for fall fun? Chicken Ridge Farms is opening its doors for the season. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for the big opening weekend. They're open Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October. Choose from a variety of pumpkins. Let the kids enjoy games in a bounce house. Get lost in the corn maze and enjoy delicious food and drinks. Just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Don't miss out on all the fun at Chicken Ridge Farms.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO. We're talking about Smiles for a Child. It's not too early to talk about that great event in our community. And joining us today, Deb O'Connell and George McConkie. We're back to promote this big event. George, how many years have you been involved with it?
Oh, boy. I think it's like 32 years that we've been at this. Started out with an idea at an Hombres meeting, and we just ran with it, and it turned into a huge success over the years. Thousands of children we've bought toys for. We've made donations to thousands of dollars to organizations that helped kids, like Passages, the Lions Camp for Disabled Kids up in Rosholt, the band, uniforms, helped buy uniforms. So it's always been about the kids.
That's a lot of smiles in all those years.
Yes, it is. Great name for the program.
No doubt about it. So you've been kind of transitioning the last few years, haven't you?
Well, what made us success was our annual November party. We'd have hundreds of people, give away hundreds of door prizes. We did dancing and listening to music and eating and general camaraderie. You know, people that you wouldn't see all year, and then they'd show up for the party, and they'd bring the kids or the grandkids, and they would all get a prize or a toy at the party. And, well, once the COVID hit, we had to go away from that, and it's just not the same. the virtual has worked, but I sure miss the dance, and I sure miss Rick Maker turning up the volume on God Bless the USA and 60 or 80 people standing in a circle dancing and holding hands, and just you can feel the energy.
Right. So you've kind of moved on. You've kind of made the most of it, though. You're still plugging along, aren't
you? Yeah, we're still doing what we've been doing, you know, helping the kids in the community. That's what we started out to do, and I'm glad we've done what we've accomplished over the years.
To get a little more horsepower, you've gone in with the Ithaca Lions the last
few
years.
Well, like a lot of things that, you know, takes volunteers to do, it seems like we're getting less volunteers, and the bodies are getting a little older, you know. And there's only a couple of us from the original Hombre still been involved for the whole 32 years. So, yeah, we needed more help. And the Ithaca Lions was an easy pick. Dean Reinhardt has been helping us since before the Lions. And we asked him, and he thought the Lions would get on board, and they've done a great job and helped us immensely.
Definitely have. Deb, it's important that you're on the radio today to kind of get an early start, isn't it?
Yes, so I can tell information about the upcoming events.
So you're here today to talk a little bit about what's going to go on now that we're in here, and you're a few weeks ahead of when the people can actually start registering, aren't you?
Correct. You know, we want the information to go out because it's so important that when we send those applications, they can pick them up at the community, at Richland County Social Services. They need to get back in on time because it goes very quickly once all those applications come in. We only have a couple of weeks to actually get and fulfill those gifts for the children, and that goes really fast. And so it's important for us to get the information out so that the people bring their applications, pick them up, and bring them back in on time.
Can people take an application for a family member, a friend or anything like that to give out and fill out?
Yes. Yes, they can. They can pick them up, and then they bring them back to social services. And after they get there, I pick them up, and I start putting them in the system. So, yes, you definitely can.
And you've been involved how long with this event?
Oh, just a couple of years. Marilyn helped me out immensely last year, but it's interesting. She's done a lot. It's a lot of work at the end. So it's good to get it going and, you know, kind of catch up really quickly.
The things that you're involved in, this has got to be one of the more rewarding things, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, really, I got thank you notes from people last year, and people, when they picked up their gifts, were so grateful. And it's just wonderful to see the smiles even on the parents' faces when it's difficult sometimes to be able to afford gifts. So it is a wonderful event and a wonderful service for the community.
George, you've probably had people along the way that have been the recipient, and then they've come back and helped later on, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've heard me tell you this before, but we had a lady one year that came in and to the party. She spent money, bought raffle tickets, and made a donation. And she said the year before, she'd been down on her luck, was out of a job. Christmas was looking bleak. Smiles for a Child helped her out. She got back on her feet. So the next year, she was right there donating and passing it along.
That's another reason to keep you doing it, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of stories over the 32 years, you know. Some things that, like Mike Mellum, had to buy a little girl. All she wanted for Christmas was a Bible for her ma. And Mike got the Bible, but then he went and spent a bunch more money and got appropriate gifts for that little girl, so she had something too. You know, and it's those kind of things kind of tugs at the heartstrings and makes you feel good about what we've done.
Yeah, no doubt. Deb, is there a specific list? Do children make out a list of things that they are looking for? How does that work?
Yes. So once the application, the parent receives the application, on the bottom part of it, they're asked to put in choices of what the child might like, first, second, and third choice. I think usually it's just two choices, but it gives us an idea of what the child is interested. We need to know the age, the sex, you know, male, female. Also, there was something else.
No, I think that's about it, because we don't know who the who the people are that apply. All we get when we go buy the toys is a little ticket. It says boy or girl, the age, and a couple of items that they want. And we try to fill that request.
So are there age, what are the ages, like infant to?
Right, infant all the way to 18.
Okay.
So it's, and then I fill out a little form for when we shop. It just has the number, not a child's even, not even the name is on there. And I'm the only one who really knows who the children are. Other than that, we go shopping and fill it out for what they would like, you know. We try to follow and use the parents' guidelines when we go shopping for the child.
How much fun that must be.
It's a lot.
You guys had a chance to do that?
Oh, yeah. It's, over the years, there's been some amazing toys. But I'll tell you, there's still the core ones, you know, the Barbies, the dolls, the trucks, the Legos. Mm-hmm. We've bought a lot of that over the years. And, you know, it's
and,
fun. It's,
and then there's
shopping's
a toy that I have no idea what it is. I thought it was a Spanish translation of something. It was Coco Melon.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
What is that? So I'm on the computer looking up, what is this?
Sounds like lotion.
Yeah.
Oh. Probably the biggest challenge for the Ambrys over the years is keeping George from playing with the toys, though, before Christmas.
Yeah, then. I know, Ron. Over the years, when we've done this show, it's I got pretty excited about some of that stuff. It's like, boy, you ought to see this toy this year. Oh, you know, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's and a lot of times it's hard because you when you get to be our age, you know, you're hunting up and down that toy aisle for that one item that they have on the list, you know, and you can spend a half hour just looking for that one item.
Yeah,
but that's where the employees come in handy. You go, hey, come here. Where's this?
Help you out. So if people are listening, Deb, and they're motivated here, is there a place where they can maybe offer some money for you?
Sure. So there are events that are coming up. Certainly, we'd like them to participate in some of our fundraisers.
Okay.
We will be at Oakwood for the Brat Stands this weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2. So we want to earn money as well for our Smiles for a Child. Julie Cairns is having her an event coming up, her reindeer events. So that's in November. But if they want to just donate money, they can do it at the WCCU. Either any of the banks that are WCCU, they can drop it off and under the Smiles for a Child account. We have a separate account for that. There are also barrels that are put out in the banks that'll be coming up. We'll let people know when that is. And there are lots of businesses that super participated last year. I can't tell you how generous our community is in providing both money and toys towards this event. And they came up. And from what I understand, they are also going to participate this year.
Wonderful. So it's new toys, right, George?
Yes, new toys in the box. Like she mentioned, the barrels, when they go out, we'll put tags out, and they can just pick a tag and fill that request and bring the toys back to the bank, and we'll pick them up from there.
You've been involved, as you mentioned, the last couple of years. Deb, any idea of the number of children that you've served during that time, like last year, last season?
Yeah, last year we had 302 children, or 118 families. So I know that every year we're, you know, not sure how many children we have, but it has gone up to 400, I believe.
Yep, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I would say that 300 is probably a good average for 30-some years.
That's amazing, and there are probably some families that don't know about it. How do you get the word out there to families?
Well, word of mouth is probably a very important way. Social services, if they also know of families that are in need. I volunteer at the thrift store. I kind of pass that information on there as well, because a lot of people come in and get that information. But, you know, WRCO is a big plus for us. You do a great job of getting the word out for us.
And we'll continue to do that. So the events are coming up here, you know, the fundraisers and things like that. What are the important dates we need to remember here today, Deb?
So for the applications that are going to go over to the social services, that will be November 11th we're going to start. And then my last pickup will be on the 27th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. Last year we went until Monday after Thanksgiving, but to be honest, there's Black Friday that comes up. It's a good day for shopping and getting deals. And so I kind of hope to get all the applications in before. I will say it's so vital to get those in on time. I know the day before the event, I was still picking up applications. And I think I ran back into town 3 times that day. And I'm like, I can't do anything else. I have to finish what I'm doing here. So I really appreciate getting those in. And that's why it is important to get the word out early so that people don't tell me that I didn't know anything about it right before the event occurs. In fact, I think I got somebody who called afterwards and said they didn't hear about it. So.
And we still try to accommodate that. We'll go out of our way, but you know, it's like anything. The sooner we can get at it, the easier it'll be for everybody to accomplish things.